It's a controversy that's gone on for 4 years, led to numerous public hearings, and brought people from around the state to the Central Coast to testify on the issue. Phillips 66 wanted to build a 1.3-mile-long new rail spur at the company's Nipomo oil refinery and some related facilities to handle massive oil trains. The plan to bring in 3 80-car trains a week, each carrying 2.2 million gallons of oil, raised concerns among opponents about the potential for accidents as well as pollution from the train traffic. Supporters contended trains have a proven safety record. Fiona Cogan of Los Osos spoke against the plan.
Despite the fact that train travel is considered one of the safest forms of travel in the world, whenever an incident does occur, the results are devastating.
Paul Adler is with Phillips 66.
You can count on our company to do the right thing. We will listen to the rules and regulations that regulators ask of our company to follow.
It's a proposal which drew opposition from around the state, with communities like Santa Barbara, Goleta, and San Jose among those taking stands because of safety concerns about the potential for massive trains passing through their neighborhoods. Following 8 hearings, the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission rejected the plan last year. Phillips appealed the decision to county supervisors. Some 200 people testified before supervisors Monday and Tuesday. While some argued the plan didn't fit in with county planning guidelines, the majority of the opposition was linked to safety concerns. Mark Smith is a retired Santa Barbara County firefighter who now lives in Pismo Beach.
All the states, the counties, the cities, the towns, the districts, and the little communities along the main line who oppose this project are counting on you four to be their voice. You four are their only hope at putting a stop to this accident waiting to happen.
Miriam Shaw is mayor pro tem for the city of Grover Beach.
For me, it just came down to quality of life. Of course, the possibility of an accident horrifies me, but the part of the EIR that I just couldn't get over was the daily air pollution that these trains were going to bring to the people in my town, into my kids' lungs, into my kids' friends' lungs. That pollution cannot be mitigated.
Paul Adler with Phillips 66 says the company wants to be a good neighbor, noting that its Nipomo refinery workers and families also live in the region.
Safety is of the utmost importance to our company. Our employees live in Nipomo. They live in Oceano. They live in Paso Robles. Their children attend schools. They live along the rail line.
Mary Eister of Arroyo Grande told county supervisors that while she believes that Phillips 66 did its best to put in safeguards, the risks are still too high.
I know and believe that Phillips 66 does what they can to monitor quality. I am not in any way questioning their honor within our community. But there are many hazards and even disastrous conditions over which they have no control. You have the power to control these risks now.
San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Bruce Gibson.
Those who might support this project may argue that there's a very low probability of a problem with the transport that would result in derailment that could result in fire or even explosion. What I think is lost in the conversation is the consequence should those events occur.
But County Supervisor Debbie Arnold asked the question of what would happen if the project were denied.
Project denied, no train deliveries, leaving this facility two options. Option number one would be less production at the refinery, and number two would be delivery by trucks. And my fear that the decision today puts more trucks hauling flammable materials on our roads, already crumbling roads, with our many, many distracted drivers, creating a higher risk for accidents than train transport would.
San Luis Obispo County supervisors voted 3-1 to reject the project, upholding the County Planning Commission decision. Phillips 66 officials say they'll consider their options. In their appeal letter, they said that to replace the trains, they could use tanker trucks, which could mean 100 round trips a day to the Nipomo refinery. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.